Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, it's about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
We got to update that, right? It's the 21st anniversary now. Welcome back, 7th of the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Celente, trendsjournal.com. Go there and check it out. It's a monthly publication you cannot live without, I promise you. When you get it, you'll thank me later because you will like it. It will make you smarter. Whatever Gerald Celente is doing, it will wake you up. It will give you a brace of reality, and you won't look at the world the same way after that. Gerald, thanks again for being here. Oil is a very interesting part of our world because it's fungible. Everybody uses it, and it's denominated in dollars, much to the chagrin of the Middle Easterners and France. It's denominated in dollars, and that has a huge impact on everybody, doesn't it? Whatever's happening with oil.
Exactly. As I was saying before, as the dollar gets stronger, you're seeing all these currencies get weaker. So take a country like India. You know, they only have, 1.3 billion people there, and they import 80% of their energy. Their currency, the rupee, is down all-time low against the dollar and keeps getting all-time lower. And petrodollars, dollar-based. So now they have to buy that oil in more expensive dollars. So that's hurting their economy. I talked about China. You're looking at the yuan. Their currency has down to a six-year low against the dollar. They're the biggest importer of energy in the world. So all of these nations that are oil-dependent and they have to pay for the oil in dollars as the currencies go down, are taking a big hit on their
economy. But is the price of oil going down ameliorating that a little bit?
Yeah, the price of oil is going down because of Trump saying that he was going to put total embargo on Iranian oil, and he didn't. And what they did in the meantime, the Saudis and other OPEC nations, is they increased supply
right
in anticipation of what was going to happen with a cutback on buying Iranian oil.
Now we're basically awash in oil now.
Exactly. Now there's more supply than demand. So now oil, Brent crude, hit a high of about $86 this year. Now it's down $20 since then. Mm-hmm. So it'll depend on what happens with Brent. If Brent crude stays where it is now, we won't have any problems with the global economy. But if you see Brent starting to spike back up to $85, if war breaks out and things really get rough over there in the Middle East, and if it goes over $100, we're saying that's the end of the global economy and the equity markets.
If we wanted to put Russia out of business, if we wanted to put Putin out of business, couldn't we do it with the price of oil?
No.
Push it down.
How could you do it? And again, and why should
we? Well, it's their one-trick pony. That's all they got. That's the only thing they have is oil.
Yeah, but I mean, no. I mean, again, you can't control the world in any way. So it's an issue of, again, supply and demand, and it goes back to another issue. We're talking about the global economy. So now with the global economy slowing down, you're going to start seeing a slowdown in matter of fact, the International Energy Administration has lowered growth forecast for the amount of use of oil.
Is the fact that we have this new trade deal now with Canada and Mexico, and these three countries being neighbors and having the economies that they have, is it possible that North America can basically become almost self-contained and ride out a global downturn and come out better shape than other countries? What do you say about that?
We can come out in better shape with other countries, but the problem is that we buy so much from them. Only about 12% of America's GDP is manufacturing based, and you're looking at other nations where it's 20-30% on it. They're about 30% on average.
Right.
We're talking about Germany. You know, Germany's slowdown. Why is there a slowdown now? Because they're the third largest exporter in the world, mm-hmm. and And it's only a country of 80 million people.
Right.
And by the way, that's why the German economy is doing well overall because of the euro. Mm-hmm. If they didn't have the euro and they had the Deutsche Mark, Germany wouldn't be able to sell what they're selling.
Yep.
The euro's cheaper. That's why they're able to do it.
And in the next year, you'll have to come back and report to us on how things are going with Brexit. But you're also going to make a trip to a pretty cool place. And when you come back from that trip, we're going to want you to come back and give us a report on what you found over there. Hey, Gerald, thanks again for more than 20 great years. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, trendsjournal.com. Check out that publication. You'll thank me later when you do. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're still celebrating the 21st anniversary here on the show all the rest of the week. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.